From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Obama is in Norway, where he has accepted the Nobel Peace Prize. Mr. Obama went to Oslo as a wartime president, and during his acceptance speech, he said the U.S. must uphold moral standards when waging wars that are necessary and justified.
We are at war. I'm responsible for the deployment of thousands of young Americans to battle in a distant land. And some will kill, and some will be killed. And so I come here with an acute sense of the costs of armed conflict, filled with difficult questions about the relationship between war and peace and our effort to replace one with the other.
NPR's Don Gagne is traveling with President Obama. He says the president acknowledged in his speech critics who say awarding him the prize is premature.
Early on in his speech, the president again said something that he said back in October when he heard he had been given this honor, that compared to those that had won it in the past, Albert Schweitzer, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Nelson Mandela, others, that he does not feel that his accomplishments measure up. But he did again say that he sees the award as a call to action.
NPR's Don Gagne traveling with the president. Defense Secretary Robert Gates is on the second leg of his tour of two war zones. He is now in Iraq on an unannounced visit. He had been in Afghanistan. The U.S. envoy on North Korea says the U.S. and North Korean governments agree on the need to continue stalled nuclear negotiations. The envoy just finished a three-day visit to the North, the first such visit under the Obama administration. NPR's Anthony Kim reports from Beijing.
Speaking to reporters in Seoul, South Korea, Ambassador Stephen Bosworth characterized his talks with the North Koreans as exploratory but very useful. He said that the North Koreans agreed on the importance of the Six Nation talks on nuclear disarmament and the North's previous commitment at those talks to give up its nuclear weapons programs. He cautioned, though, that it was not clear when the talks might resume. During his trip, Bosworth said he met with First Vice Foreign Minister Kang Sok-ju, believed to be Pyongyang's main nuclear strategist. Bosworth said he didn't ask for a meeting with leader Kim Jong-il, and he didn't get one. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
The Labor Department says the number of newly laid off workers filing for unemployment insurance rose by 17,000 last week. That's higher than expected. But after 5 weeks of declines, the number of people continuing to claim benefits fell to just over 5 million. That's the lowest level since February. Stocks are up on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 73 points. This is NPR News. The Christian megachurch pastor and author Rick Warren is now condemning a bill in Uganda that seeks to give the death penalty for homosexuality. Warren's previous silence had been notable since he has close ties with many Ugandan ministers and politicians. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports.
Until now, Warren has declined to condemn the anti-gay bill, saying that a pastor should not interfere in the politics of other countries. But as other religious leaders called for killing the bill, and Warren remained silent, some people accused him of quietly endorsing it. Today, quoting Edmund Burke's observation that all that is necessary for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing, Warren is sending a video message urging Uganda's religious leaders to work against the bill, which he called unjust, terrible, and evil. Yesterday, there were reports that the death penalty and life sentences for homosexuality would be removed, but the bill would still imprison gay men and lesbians and would require pastors and others to report those people to the authorities. Warren condemned these provisions as well. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
Frigid temperatures and strong winds are being reported in many parts of the country following this week's huge storm that dumped more than a foot of snow in several states from Iowa to New England. The National Weather Service warns that wind chills could register well below zero across the upper Midwest. Drivers in the region are also being warned of icy roads. The storm is expected to move off the coast of Maine by tonight. It's being blamed for at least 17 deaths, most of them in traffic accidents. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.